Hello, I'm Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Welcome to Context Matters, Why Your Perfect Message Fails on Phones, where we are. Last week, we talked about visual hierarchy and how it controls how people experience the messages we write and send. This week, let's dig deeper into something that undermines even the best-designed message, context. Your head of school sends an urgent update at 4:47 p.m. You're in the grocery store parking lot. Kids are arguing in the back seat. You open the email on your phone. A spreadsheet, 17 columns, font size, microscopic. You pinch, you zoom, you scroll sideways trying to follow a single row across your screen. You accidentally tap a link. You're now on a different website. You navigate back. The email reloads at the top. The kids are now physically fighting. You give up. 3 days later, you're in a meeting where everyone's discussing the urgent changes. Everyone except you, because you never actually read past column 3. Sound familiar? You've probably sent the exact same type of email. The Great Context Disconnect. We have a fundamental mismatch in schools. We create communications in one context, seated, focused, large screen, quiet office, but they're consumed in completely different contexts, standing, distracted, small screen, complete chaos. It's like preparing a gourmet meal and serving it on a roller coaster. The Interaction Design Foundation calls this context-aware design, creating communications that work not in ideal conditions, but in the actual conditions where they'll be encountered. And those actual conditions, they're messier than we want to admit. The Mobile Majority Reality Check. Let me share some numbers that should fundamentally change how you create every piece of school communication. Between 50 to 60% of email opens come from mobile devices in 2024. Not eventually, first. Almost 60% of people check their emails first thing in the morning on their phones. Researchers found that average attention spans on screens dropped from 2.5 minutes in 2004 to just 47 seconds by 2020. That's total for everything they do on that screen. Our lived experience in schools allows us to affirm that parents overwhelmingly check school communications on mobile devices first, not desktop computers. We're designing for the exception, not the rule. The three contexts that control comprehension. Over G's 15-plus years in international schools, she's observed her fair share of community members interacting with school communications. That's students, parents, staff, and administrators. She's identified three context factors that determine whether your message gets through. Context factor one, the device dictatorship. Phone readers see 30 to 50 characters per line in portrait mode. They scroll vertically. They tap, not click. Tablet readers see 50 to 80 characters per line depending on orientation. They might be in portrait or landscape. They're often multitasking with other apps. Desktop readers see 60 to 75 characters per line in well-designed emails. They have multiple tabs open. They're probably at work. Same message, three completely different experiences. Context factor two, the attention competition. The average American checks their phone 205 times a day, according to a recent source. Mobile readers aren't just reading on a smaller screen. They're reading on a device literally designed to interrupt them. While reading your email, the average phone user receives 2 to 3 notifications from other apps, 1 to 2 text messages, multiple badge updates, and possibly an actual phone call. Your carefully crafted message is competing with their entire digital life. Context factor three, the environmental reality. Desktop reading happens in relatively controlled environments. Mobile reading happens while walking, while watching TV, and in transit. You're not competing for attention, you're competing for attention fragments. The reality is that people only scroll down emails and web pages if they have a reason to. The Nielsen-Norman Group has insightful research on this scrolling behavior. Check the webpage to see the video. The hidden cost of context blindness. When we ignore reading context, here's what actually happens in schools. The permission slip panic. Field trip tomorrow. Permission slip attached as PDF. Parents can't open PDFs easily on phones. Frantic morning scramble for paper copies. The schedule change confusion. Complex schedule changes presented in a table. Looks perfect on desktop. Completely unreadable on phones. Parents show up at wrong times. The policy update that nobody read. New homework policy explained in detail, in paragraph 8 of a dense email. Mobile readers never scroll that far. Teachers field questions all semester. The board meeting mystery. Important board documents attached as multi-tab spreadsheets. Board members trying to review on iPads during commute. They arrive unprepared. Meeting runs long. Decisions delayed. The mobile-first method that works. Here's a systematic approach that ensures your communications work everywhere. The progressive disclosure pattern. Think of your message like an accordion, not a novel. Line 1, the absolute essential, the what, when, and action needed. Lines 2 through 5, critical context, why it matters, who is affected. Lines 6 through 15, supporting details, how it works, what to expect. Link to more. Complete information, full policy, detailed instructions. Each level works independently. Readers can stop anywhere and still have something useful. The thumb-friendly format. Designed for one-handed phone use. Links and buttons. Minimum 44 by 44 pixel tap targets. Line length, 50 to 60 characters maximum. Paragraph length. 2 to 3 lines on mobile, about 50 words. Spacing, 1.5 times line height minimum. Font size, 16 minimum for body text. The scan and go structure. Mobile readers scan in an F pattern. Put critical information in the first 2 words of headlines, at the beginning of paragraphs. In short, bulleted lists, not long sentences. Before any read more links, see the webpage for a great graphic on F-shaped patterns and how users read. Also, see context-aware templates you can use right now. Your move this week. Take your most important regular communication, the one that absolutely cannot be misunderstood. Monday, write it as you normally would. Tuesday, apply the progressive disclosure pattern. Rewrite with mobile line links. Wednesday, test on 3 devices in realistic conditions. Standing, one-handed, distracted. Thursday, revise based on what failed during testing. Friday, send it and track questions. I guarantee you'll get fewer confused responses. What's coming next? The words that work. You've built visual hierarchy. You understand context. But what about the words themselves? Next week, we tackle plain language, how to write so clearly that comprehension becomes automatic, regardless of reading level or native language. The complete Design for Clarity mini course with video walkthroughs, interactive templates, before and after libraries, and implementation tools will be available at the end of this series for those who want the full system. Your experience. We would love to know if this resonates with you. Reply with your context test results. What surprised you? What are you changing immediately? G reads every message, sometimes on her phone while walking her dog. Thanks for listening.